This is DH Radio and CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. Now, just listen to these background noises for just a sec. They're there, subtly. Oh! It's for any of you who are Trekkies. Right now, you have this feeling of, that's it. That's the bridge. Oh, I've got goosebumps everywhere, Bruno. Now, you've got to just clarify for me right away how we pronounce your last name.
How was what?
How we pronounce your last name.
Signori.
Signori. All right. See, I didn't want to botch that, and I needed to get your proper pronunciation. Now, Bruno.
Yep.
We spoke about Starship O'Brady last week on DH Radio.
And the crew was very honored by it.
My goodness. Well, what an amazing thing. Now, to know where to start with this interview with you right away, I'm not really certain. But
I don't want to put any pressure, but you got 45 years to catch up on information here.
Well, here's the thing. A couple of weeks ago, Stefan and I were out and met up with friends of ours, and we were talking about different groups that were active in the area, and they're like, do you know about the Starship O'Brady? And I'm like, what are you talking about, Starship O'Brady? And they're like, you're a Star Trek fan, right, Sheila?
Yep.
And then we got talking, and this friend of ours, Alex, was like, these guys are so dedicated. They do the most amazing stuff. You have to look them up. So we did, and from then on, it was just this immediate connection and click with you, Bruno, and the crew of the Starship O'Brady. Now, talk to me about bringing together fans, sci-fi fans, and in particular, Star Trek fans with the Starship O'Brady.
I can tell you how the whole thing started.
I would love that. That's perfect.
Okay, let's go back to the fact that I've been doing a lot of research as a Star Trek fan into the fandoms going on around the world, which we call fan-based clubs. They're called starships. In all sections of the world, you'll find either a starship or a starbase that identifies a region from where the club is.
Okay.
In this case, I decided, well, looking through most of my paperwork, found out there's nothing around here in this region.
In the townships, yeah.
Not in the townships, at least. And I figured I called up one of my friends in Montreal who is a member of the Klingon assault group there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, I want to get some information. How many people do I need to get a starship running here in this region? He says, you only need 4. Good Lord, I've got 6 already ready to start up. So we opened up a page on Facebook and got the response that was surprising. And then we started organizing all these little things you hear about in these fan-based clubs, either outings or picnics or mostly, in this case, role-playing games when we're together.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 months later, I come into contact with another of my friends from the United Kingdom's James McKenzie, who runs the Starbase 24 there in the United Kingdoms. And I've been going through his stuff saying, you've got a banquet going over there for about 5 years that benefits the Cancer Society Macmillan. And I asked him, how does that go? So he explained to me how the whole thing went. And going through more of that research, I found out that most of the fan-based clubs in the States do things called bowl-a-thons.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, that sounds so simple. Why not? So next thing I know, I'm talking to it to my crew, and they're into it. And I make a few phone calls to the region here, and we start off with the first foundation, which was the Javi Foundation.
Yes.
And I call up a bowling alley in Rock Forest. Next thing you know, we're going into this thing blind. We don't know what we're getting into because I never did that. We treaded into this thing whole new. And it came out pretty good, and we had fun with it. But you would not believe the response you get into a bowling alley when you walk in there, full uniform, and people are looking at you bug-eyed. What are you doing here? We're raising money for a charity. All of a sudden, their expression changes. Well, you know, that's cool. All of a sudden, you go from geek to somebody interesting because you're doing something good. And that's what I love, the reaction of people actually having a sort of label on you And the whole label changes as soon as they find out that you may be out there, but you're present for what people need here.
Yeah, it's the idea of, and you know, I've always been a strong defender of geek rights because I have been one my entire life. So, and just needed to feel like that was not just okay, but that was a really, that's an important part of my, of who I am. And the idea of being present in the community and giving back to the community and being active where it kind of, I guess it's bringing you out of the bridge. You know, it's the idea of being a part of a movement and a fandom that that it's like breaking the isolation between being a fan and being a fan who's actively involved in the community. It's beautiful.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't some hard luck cases out there that go beyond living their geekness, but some of us are, and I'm saying quote-unquote normal in our normal lives, but there's a Star Trek quote that I love most of all and that says, "If you can't, reality is for those who can't handle Star Trek."
I love that
one because, let's face it, 45 years ago, Gene came up with a concept where mankind would one day come together, pull their resources, no matter what color, what beliefs, what you your direction is ethically, and to come together. The bridge of the Enterprise was what we George Takei once called the one who plays Sulu. Mm-hmm. He once called it Planet Earth on the bridge. That's where you saw the colors, the races, and everything. That was the basis that started the whole belief that we can all come together one day. And in most of these shows, you see the Federation making alliances. So that's what the one we're preparing now for next May is going to be based on, alliances, bringing those differences together so we can do something common together to help people who need it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I just love that idea. It's having fun with your passion in terms of a cause, of supporting a cause. So the event's coming up on May 5th.
Yep.
And again, it's a bolathon or a kyodon. I love that idea of the play on words.
My secretary, Nancy, came up with that.
That's
Why don't you
so
like
cool.
that term?
That's so awesome.
If I were to resume the status of the old Brady right now, we're running on impulse power, and my engineer's getting the engines ready to kick it into warp speed on May 5th.
Yeah. It's so perfect. And it'll be taking place at the Salon de Guy Memfrey in Magog.
Exactly.
And now, if people want to find out more information, now, first of all, I'll say right away that DH Radio and DHTV's Les Curieux will very, very, very much, we have our own team to be present that day. Stéphane Bessette, of course, my co-host and partner in crime and life and love, and our four children will be there in costume. In fact, the kids have to raise their own money, even though it's $15 a player, which is really, really reasonable for a great
evening.
That's
how my kids get to play. They get people that can't actually be there, so I suggest, well, if you can't be there, why not sponsor someone who wants to play?
Exactly. It's such a super great idea. So, you know, the whole idea is about being creative, about making sure to have, to be able to support an important cause. So, May 5th, if they want to get a hold of you, Bruno, as far as information goes for the bolathon, how would they do that?
You can reach us either on the Facebook page on Starship Old Brady or the website, which is Starship, because it's not a whole word. It's they can link
like a hyphen between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starship-Obrady.org.
Okay. That is so
My webmaster did a great job with the website. You just Google it. The whole thing shows up. If you can't find it just by trying to type out the word, just write up Starship Old Brady. The whole page is going to fill up on Google. Stéphane's been doing magic. We're available on all websites.
That must be Stéphane Jutras.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wonderful.
He's doing a great job, and he always keeps it up to date. You want to find out anything, it's there. He keeps it there. I give him the information. He always keeps it up to date.
That's wonderful. It's such a perfect way for everybody to be able to find out what to do. Or you can try and contact us. You can, if you want more information about this amazing event that's coming up through Starship O'Brady and the Alliance, you can contact CJMQ as well, too, at 819-822-1838. Just ask for Sheila Q and leave your name and number. If you happen to get the machine, we'll make sure to get that, forward that information to you, and would love for you guys to come in and participate. Now,
there's one thing that I told my webmaster that he probably put on the website, I think it is important to tell the people out there. We're opening up to those in all kinds of sci-fi gender to show up with us. But if you're only Mr. and Mrs. Everybody who wants to join in just for the fun, the costumes are not an obligation. But if you want to join in the fun, come on, let's go have fun together. I don't want to make this into a kind of a pressure on anyone there.
That's so cool. I love that idea, because then somebody who just might be a fan or just wants to come and participate and have a great evening and talk with people who are passionate about this, about the cause or about Star Trek, or sci-fi for that matter, it just opens the world right up to them. That's so terrific. Hey, one last question, which yep. Could have happened at the beginning of this interview, but I'm gonna ask it now. How did you come to choose Starship O'Brady as the name?
Oh, that's the whole story, and that's the whole historical aspect of it. The name is not by accident. When you make a club, you have to make it historically important to the region you're in.
Mm-hmm.
O'Brady is based on the founder, Maurice O'Brady, who changed the name Canton de l'Est to Estrie.
Oh, yes.
In 19, I believe, we'll have to look up the hull number. The hull number represents the year in which Maurice O'Brady did that. If I'm not mistaken, it's 1946. So the NCC 1946, that's the hull number. That's the year that Maurice O'Brady decided to change it to Estrie.
That's so cool. I love that there's that historical local connection.
And that's why the badge is made the way it is. The Star Trek badge is the normal badge, the normal crest there. With the one behind it, it points to the east.
That's so...
Nothing's an accident in here.
I love it. I love how much thought and creativity and good, wholesome goodness is just put into this, Bruno.
Hey, well, if we're lucky, we'll probably make it to this summer's picnic.
Amazing. Bruno Signori, this was just absolutely a wonderful thing to speak with you for DH Radio, and I can't wait for May 5th. So everybody, make sure to go and follow Starship O'Brady on Facebook, and just to be aware of things that are going on and support this amazing group and a wonderful cause coming up on May 5th. Thank you so much, Bruno.
And if I may add, to those who are listening to us, may you all live long and prosper.
Perfect.